You'll turn with us, we'll turn to 1 Kings in chapter 22. Our thought is no hiding place. And I preached out of these scriptures probably about a month ago about that's the way it is. And there's a prophet, Micaiah, King Ahab, and King Jehoshaphat had come together to go up against and battle against Syria. And King Jehoshaphat asked Ahab if he had prophets, could prophesy, and to let them know how this was going to go. So he called the prophets, and the prophet said, "The Lord's going to deliver you Syria." And Jehoshaphat didn't seem to be satisfied, so he asked Ahab, "Do you have another prophet?" Amen. He said, "There's one, Micaiah, but he never prophesies good to me. I hate him." Yep. And I want to tell you, a lot of times that's the way it ends up being. Yep. People end up hating a man of God that stands and tells you the truth. But he was willing to tell him the truth, and he told him. At first, he told him, he said, "Go ahead, go up." And then it seemed like God hadn't maybe showed him at that time. But then he turned around and said, "If I see Israel scattered about on the mountains with no leader." Yeah. And then Ahab got mad and he said, "I told you he'd prophesy nothing but evil." Then we're going to get into our reading lesson. After he told him that, Ahab told him that had Micaiah arrested and told him he'd just keep him there till he come back in peace. And we're fixing to find out how Ahab tried to hide from God and how he could not. And I want you to know something, lost friend. Today you cannot hide from God. There is no hiding place. And I want you to realize that today he covers everything. He's everywhere. There's nowhere you can go that he's not there. So there's no place to hide from God, and he knows how to direct everything right to you. And I was preaching here a while back, and I was preaching to the lost, and I looked over to one, and I looked him right in the eye. And as I was preaching, I won't mention who it was, and he pointed to the one sitting beside him. And that's just the way we are. We try to put it off on somebody else. But I want you to know something. God knows your heart. And he knows who you are. I may not know. But I want you to know he knows. And there's no hiding place. So we're going to take up a reading in the 26th verse of this 22nd chapter of 1 Kings. And we're going to read down to about the 38th verse, "If the Lord be your helper." And the king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah and carry him back into Ammon to the governor of the city of Joash and the king's son. And say thus, saith the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread and affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace." And Micaiah said, "If thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me." He said, "Hearken, O people, every one of you." So the king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judea, went up to Ramoth Gilead, and he said, the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes." And the king of Israel disguised himself, and he went into the battle. And the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains and had rule over his chariot, saying, "Fight neither with the small nor great, save only the king of Israel." And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they thought this is the king, and they said, surely this is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against Jehoshaphat and Jehoshaphat cried out. In other words, it's not me you're looking for. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture. In other words, he wasn't aiming at nobody. I want you to get a hold of this. It wasn't being broadcast to a certain person. It wasn't being taken to place. It's just like when we sow the seed of God. This man took the bow and he just shot it out. And I want you to know, just as God places the seed in the heart of man, God took his arrow and placed it exactly where he wanted it to go. This man could not hide from God. And it said, a certain man drew a bow in a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king stayed up in the chariot against the Syrians, and he died. And even as the blood ran out of his womb into the midst of the chariot, and there went a proclamation throughout the host about going down of the sun, saying, every man, and here's where they went to scatter, every man to his city and every man to his own country. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and then they buried him in the king of Samaria, and washed the chariot in the poo of Samaria, and the dogs licked his blood, and they washed his armor according unto the word of the Lord which he spake. And y'all pray for us today. We're going to go over here and take a text out of Jeremiah, and this is where our text comes from. Can any, and this is in the 23rd chapter and the 24th verse, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord, do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. So there's no place today, lost friends, you can hide from him. You may feel like you can hide behind somebody as the man of God stands and preaches. You may feel like you can hide behind daddy or mama. You may feel like you can go outside, get away from it. You may feel like you can leave, but I want you to know there's nothing you can do to disguise yourself. I was one, Brother Teddy, I believe it was the other night, talking about how he was so good at lying. He would lie to him when they would come to him and ask him if he was lost. That's all they're doing. They're trying to disguise it. They're trying to cover it up. They're trying to say, no, it's not me. It's the other person. Just like Ahab tried to put it on Jehoshaphat. He said, that's him you're looking for. I want you to know he couldn't escape God, and neither can you. I've heard so many people say, and I remember it being that way. I went to the altar for 2 or 3 years. And I remember at the end of the revival, you think it was over and you had escaped. You'd got away. It was finally ending, but I want you to know it never did end. That's how you're going to feel. You're going to think, if I don't move, if I don't do nothing, if I don't do nothing, they'll never know. And I'll get through this, and this is going to end, and it won't bother me no more. But I want you to know, it ain't me placing the arrow. I'm not the one. I may be shooting the arrow, but it's God taking it and placing it. And when he places it and you become lost, you're just as lost then as you will be when you die if you never do nothing about it. I've talked about some, Brother Barry talked about the parable of the sower. I've talked about it so many times. How did we go out and we sow the seed? But we used to, when I planted my corn, I'd take a piece of PVC pipe and I would set it right here, drop a kernel of corn in it, put it there, drop another, put it there, drop another. Each one of them kernel corn went where I want them to go. That's the way God is. He takes the seed and he places it where he wants it to go. And just like he drew that bow back, I can see it now. He drew that bow back like it's right here. And he just shot air, having no idea where it was going to go. But God took it out and it flew through the air and it come through yonder and it started coming down. And right here, it found its mark. It pierced what God had it pierced. And that's what we do. That's the reason it don't bother me when I got somebody on my heart. I preach and they don't do nothing because it ain't up to me. It used to. I used to think, boy, I just know they moved today. I know this message was for them. It ain't up to us. We're just going like this. And he's taking that seed and putting it exactly where it's supposed to go. He knew exactly where Ahab was. It wasn't a doubt in his mind where he was. He couldn't hide from him. He couldn't disguise himself. He could take off his robes. He could do this. He could do that. He could do everything he wanted to do. But as a man of God stood and prophesied, it was going to come to pass. And he ought to have enough sense to do. He knew. He told him the truth before, and he ought to knew he's going to tell him the truth again. But he didn't listen, did he? He went anyway. He said, I'll just disguise myself. You go ahead and wear your robes. You go ahead and go on out there. It'll be all right for you. You'll be fine. And here they come after Jehoshaphat, and he said, he went to yelling, ho! It ain't me you're looking for. And listen to me. God knew exactly where Ahab, he knows exactly where you are today. And I studied on this and prayed about it. And of course, it took us back to the beginning. And I thought about Adam. He tried to blame it on the woman. Ain't that just like us? We're always saying, it ain't me, it's this one over here. I want to tell you, I've had people come to me before after I preached and say, you wore them out today, preacher. I'm thinking, you ain't heard nothing I said. I want you to know it's a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It wears me out. And if it didn't wear you out, there's something wrong with you. You put on your, and you're trying to disguise. You got on your costume. You're trying to hide. You might as well face the music. Pay attention to what saith the Lord. And he's giving you a warning. You better listen. Because there's lying spirits out there too.
That's right.
And there was in that situation. God planted the trees in the garden. He told them all the trees you need up at this one. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. And he said, when you eat a hit, you'll surely die. Only commandment was give. And we think, how in the world could Adam not kept that? Have you kept them? He says, if you're guilty of one of them, and one point, you're guilty of all of them. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired, make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave unto her husband with her. And he did eat. And their eyes of them both were open. I've wondered how many times Adam wished he'd never, ever, ever, if he would just listen to God. He didn't believe God. And I will tell you, that was Ahab's problem. And that's your problem today. If you would just believe God, if you'd have faith in him and trust in him and believe what he's saying to you, Ahab didn't listen. Adam didn't listen. And if you're lost and you still hadn't repented and put your trust in the Lord, you have not listened. And the eyes of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And what first thing they did, they went to try to disguise themselves. They went to try to cover it up where God couldn't see. I want you to know it wasn't nothing they could do that God couldn't see. He saw them for what they was. And they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And then they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife and themselves hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees in the garden. How many times have you tried to hide amongst the people of God? How many times have you tried to hide out in the world? How many times have you tried to hide and say, no, it's not me. I'm not guilty. I'm not lost. I don't know. I'm not. I don't have. I'm 15 year old. I'm 16 year old. I'm 17 year old. Make straight A's. I know everything when I talk back to my mom and daddy, but I don't know the difference between good and evil. And then you expect people to believe that, and apparently you expect God to believe that. Lost friend, there comes a time of age accountability. There comes a time as they eat of that fruit and they know what they was. There comes a time you're going to know that. It's knowledge of good and evil. And they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam. He knew exactly where he was. He knew where he had hid. He knew who his name was. And he knew what he'd done. Just like he knew who Ahab was among all those people. Amen. He was on a chariot moving, going down there. You think it ain't no way. No doubt running. The horse was running. They was going wide open. He knew exactly where he was. And that dude draw back that bow. And no adventure. He had no idea where it was going. He wasn't naming it nothing. He just let it go. And then God took and went right to him. Don't think God don't know about where you're at today. Because he does. He knows all about, he knows every hair on your head. He knows everything about you today. He knows everything about me. He knows my heart right now. He knows what I'm thinking, what I believe, and what I know. He knows everything about you. You think you can hide out in the crowd? You can forget it. Ahab couldn't. You think you can hide in the trees? You can't, because Adam couldn't. From the beginning, people have tried to disguise themselves. They've tried to hide themselves. They have lied. They've done everything, and you know why? Because that's exactly what the devil wants you to do. He's a deceiver. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? How hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? He was wanting Adam to come clean here. And that's all he's wanting is for you to come clean. And first thing Adam said, well, and the man said, the woman whom thou givest me with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. And that's all it took. I want you to realize he couldn't blame her. You can't blame me. You can't blame mom and daddy. You can't blame nobody. When he ate of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, that's when her eyes was open. I want you to know your friends may tell you I wouldn't go to that altar. The devil may tell you I wouldn't go to that altar. I wouldn't go up there in front of them. I want you to realize today you need to be willing to recognize what you are. I want you to know if God has come and placed that hour and come and pierced you, you need to realize today you're dead in trespasses and sin. Separated from God. And the only way to fix that is through repentance and faith. We just can't hide from him. There's no hiding place for you today, lost friend. There's no place for you to go but to God. He is our hiding place. That's where I go. When everything around starts falling to pieces around me, I go to him. He is my strong tower. He's my friend. All the times, me and my wife, we talk about everything. People will call me and they'll say, "Don't you tell nobody." And I say, "Don't tell me. I love her and I'm going to talk to her about everything. I don't keep nothing from her and she don't keep nothing from me. So if you don't want her to know, don't you tell me. Because I'll talk to her about things I wouldn't talk to nobody else in this room. I'll say things to her because we're one. But there's times she can't help me. There's times she don't have the answers. There's times I try to hide from him knowing I need to go to him. And I have to walk down there to that old pond now. I have to kneel down on my knees. And I have to say, "Oh, Lord of heaven, help me, God. There's nowhere else I can go. I can't hide from you. Forgive me, Father, for what I've done. Lord, help me, God. Please help me." And peace, just like that old pond laying out there. No waves, no splashing, no wind. It's just peace. Still and steady, because I'm willing to see what I am. If Ahab would have saw what he was, if he would have believed the man of God, he never would have died in that battle. But he was an evil king. He didn't fear God, and he didn't care what the man of God had to say. He was going to do what he wanted to do. He thought, I thought. And you know what ended up happening to him? The man died. And you know what's going to end up happening to you? You're going to die and go to hell. Because you think you can hide from God. He sent me today to be an archer. I've always tried to hit the spot. A few years ago, I got this thing. I forget what they call it. You can't hardly get on the target. You're looking at a spot, and you'll get there, and you try to put it on that spot, and you just can't make it go. I can't get it on the spot. I had a brother-in-law. We used to shoot in tournaments and everything. He wasn't a very good shot, and we'd beat him all the time, and he'd get mad. And he'd want to go back and start shooting from 15, 16, 70 yards. No going for luck. And every once in a while, he'd beat us because he'd luck one in there, you know. I ain't talking about luck today. I'm talking about he can be 1,000 yards away and he can let her go and he'll place it exactly right on the mark. We used to call them Robin Hoods, where you hit the end of the air and it just goes right in the other end. He's the best Robin Hood ever was. He knows you today. He knows you're trying to hide. He knows you're lying. He knows you've put on a disguise. But you can't get away from him. Is this word going out to you? Is that seed that I've been throwing out here amongst all these people Is it landing somewhere?
Amen.
I've got to believe it is.
Amen.
I believe he's putting it right where he wants it today. Now, you're like Ahab. You can face the music and go to God, or you can just keep going on. Try to disguise yourself and die. I'm thankful for an old man named Pete Porter. I still tell you the message he preached, and most people wouldn't even think that much about it. It was about the man that built his house on the sand, the man that built his house on the rock. I still hear that old man's voice saying that. And people say, Brother Jeff, how do you remember messages people preached? I think that's what it was. That old man stood up yonder to a house full of people at Rocky Mount Missionary Baptist Church, and he just went like and sat back down there. Here it comes. And it said, wow. And I said, oh no, he's talking to me. He's talking to me. It ain't them over there. And first thing, somebody come back there and said, son, are you lost? I said, no. First thing, I started putting on my disguise. Don't look at me, it's them. It's her, it's him. Go after him, it's not me. It was me, it's you. Listen to me today. I'm not telling you this to hurt you. I'm telling you because I love you. It's you. I'm fixing to give an altar call. You're going to have an opportunity to do something about it. He'll take off your disguise and cover you in something different. He'll cover you with his blood. And you make you white as snow.
Amen.
Never have to deal with this again.
Amen.
Never have to lie about it again. Never have to hide beside somebody again. Today you can get it fixed if you're willing to go to him. So just be honest today.
Amen.
I'm not Micaiah. I'm not John the Baptist. I'm not Elijah. I'm just a little boy from Rocky Mount Missionary Baptist Church that got saved there and United. Lived out children at Crossroad Community Center with no education, no learning of all except from God. But I'll tell you like it is.
Amen.
And truly, as Micaiah told it, that's the way it is.
Amen.
So today, I beg you today, follow God, seek God, go after God, whoever you are, and whoever this is going to. And I'll try to leave here today and not think this one here should have done something or that one. I'll just thank God I broadcasted the sin.
Amen. Amen.
You take and place it exactly where it needs to go. You're naked and separated from God. You can't cover yourself up. He sees you. There's no hiding place. If you've got a song, we'll have a song. We plead, will you to seek the Lord.